Here's Darren Dreger, our hockey insider. What's your reaction, Dregs?
Well, based on the timing, not based on the way the Leafs have played over the last handful of games, based on the timing, I'm surprised. I really thought that Babcock would get a bit more of this road trip, if not all of the road trip, to see whether or not the team could rebound. But as I just tweeted, who's kidding who? I think it's fair to assume that Mike Babcock, you know, felt like the clock was ticking on his time on the bench of the Toronto Maple Leafs when Lou Lamoriello was replaced by Kyle Dubas. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the business of the sport. Now, you know, when Lou Lamoriello left, that didn't automatically put Babcock in the crosshairs. The fact that this team has been wildly inconsistent is what put Mike Babcock in the crosshairs. You know, lifeless games like the game they played against the Penguins on Saturday ultimately are the reason why Mike Babcock is being replaced. But what's weird about it for me, I think everybody's spider senses were tingling, and Babcock became an obvious target. But it's curious to me why Brendan Shanahan would be quoted and would issue the statement through Leafs PR that Babcock had been replaced as head coach. You know, normally, the general manager makes that decision and is supported by the president and then ownership of any club in the National Hockey League. So just again, Brian, to summarize, surprised? Yeah, a little bit by the timing, because I thought that Babcock had a little bit more slack in the rope, but obviously not. And in saying that, I think we can all appreciate why the decision is made. I just wonder, you know, Kyle Dubas, Brendan Shanahan must be convinced that they can win with this roster, and the coach was the problem. Otherwise, they're not putting an inexperienced coach like Sheldon Keefe on a bench where a team is in complete disarray.
With Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider, breaking news this hour, Mike Babcock has been fired. Sheldon Keefe will take over starting tomorrow night.
Dregs, how complex of a transaction would this have been? I mean, Brendan Shanahan obviously flew out there. Kyle Dubas is involved, but this had to go way up the chain with the money that's involved, Mike Babcock's status. Yeah. How complex was this transaction?
It would be complex. Like, I do believe the management would have autonomy, and by management, I include Brendan Shanahan in that decision. But I would believe, at least historically speaking, you know, either the general manager or the president would then report to the board of Maple Leaf Sports before, you know, ultimately pulling the trigger. Now, I don't believe that, you know, they would need sign-off authority from a hockey operations perspective to make that call, but they would at least pay respect to the board and alert them that this was the decision that they were making. And, you know, there's a number of reasons for that. You know, it's a big job. I mean, head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs is among, if not the most coveted position in the sport. So with that, you know, comes an ample amount of responsibility. There is considerable term left on the contract of Mike Babcock. All of us have assumed and have speculated that Babcock's 8-year, $50 million deal was front-loaded and that the majority of the money was paid out in the first 4 years of the 8-year term. I've never seen the contract. I've had sources tell me that that's the case. I don't know how many millions are remaining on the contract of Mike Babcock, but I do know that there are millions of dollars remaining on that contract. As an aside here, fellows, Babcock he's going to take the high road. I had a brief exchange with him. I expect that our colleague Pierre LeBrun, who I know had a chat with Babcock not that long ago, is going to release some quotes from Mike Babcock. He's going to take the high road. And then maybe he speaks more freely, more openly in days to come or in weeks to come. But I'm sure what we're going to hear from Mike Babcock in minutes, you know, through quotes is, you know, thanking, you know, people like Larry Tannenbaum, the board, the Toronto Maple Leafs as an organization, the city of Toronto, his players, and that sort of thing.
All right, Dregs. Well, we'll see what Sheldon Keefe has in store tomorrow night. I mean, like you said, he's never been behind the bench in the NHL. It's Toronto. They're 9-10-4. They've lost 6 in a row. This is not setting him up for incredible success. But on the flip side, if you want to be an optimist, if he can get them out of this,
right?
And you know, he's got a talented group. He's not starting from scratch,
right?
Yeah. And you know, I guess also, like I said, prior to having you on, they might look to make a trade, but they can't, yep, even if they wanted to. They have no cap.
Well, and look, I mean, as Noodles and O-Dog and you guys were talking about, as I was coming into the segment, nobody inside that dressing room is happy about this. There might be some players who are a bit relieved and are looking forward to a different voice and maybe a better opportunity, but nobody takes pride in a coach getting fired. So, you know, let's see how the players respond to this, regardless of who's on the bench. We know that Sheldon Keefe is a good coach. He's been an excellent coach at the junior level and at the American Hockey League level. We know he's a good coach. I don't know that he's going to be able to coach this team into a contending situation. That's on the players. The talent seems to be there. So if they respond appropriately, then maybe Sheldon Keefe is going to have a nicer path than some might expect.
All right, Dregs, we'll do it again soon. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider. Again, breaking news this hour, Mike Babcock has been fired. Sheldon Keefe hired as the new coach of the Maple Leafs.